Good morning. It's June 24th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's topic is Lighthouses. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31, 31 and 33. There are 65 lighthouses along the coast of Maine. The ones that still function are automated, and for the most part owned by the U.S. Coast Guard. There are many lighthouses now, however, which are privately owned, and those families often occupy them as their summer residences. Pumpkin Light is one of these, and sits off the end of Little Deer Isle on Penobscot Bay, marking the western entrance to Agamaugan Reach. That means it is directly across the reach from our house. For all of my 64 years, the first thing one does on arrival is to walk out in front of the house and gaze at Pumpkin. It is a view that hasn't changed for well over 170 years, as long as you don't look toward the Deer Isle Bridge built recently by New England standards in 1939. But something has changed. For all of my life and most of my parents, there's been no light at night in the light tower of Pumpkin Isle. The lighthouse was established in 1854, but went offline, if you will, in 1933, having been automated for its last 3 years. Why have the lighthouses gone dark? The answer is, of course, there's a better way to know where the hazards are today. First, there was radar and floating automated bells and lights, but now every ship is equipped with GPS. Where once the stars were necessary to navigate, now only a satellite. The knowledge of your position and heading is now internalized. Stars and lighthouses were external guides. Today, the source of needed navigation information can be held in your hand, and it's right in your boat. The change is analogous to what happened to Old Testament Jews, where once they looked to their priests and the Torah for guidance, now the laws and precepts were to be written on the hearts of the believers. Jeremiah 31. Jesus' incarnation, birth, perfect life, sacrificial redemptive crucifixion, and subsequent victory over death and resurrection led directly not only to our assumption of his perfect righteousness by grace, but also to the indwelling Holy Spirit. That indwelling Holy Spirit is our GPS. Yes, there have been endless analogies to Christ as the guiding light, and thus to metaphors about the lighthouse of the Lord. And it is true that he is our light, but that light is now an inner light. We no longer need a human priest to intercede for us in a tabernacle or a cathedral. We abide in Christ, and he in us, via the Holy Spirit. The prophet Jeremiah makes the promise of the new covenant very clear. God will forgive our iniquity and be our God if we will be his faithful people. And we will have his law in our minds and written on our hearts. We will know him without even being taught. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us understand the scriptures. Like the view of Pumpkin, synagogues and cathedrals are beautiful to look at, unchanging for lifetimes, but the people are the church, and we have changed. We are now saved by grace through faith in Jesus, and he sent the Spirit to indwell us all. That's the change on the inside. The light shines from within. Guidance is now and forever readily at hand. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. Romans 8:26. Dear Heavenly Father, when we think of the light that is your Son, and we visualize a distant lighthouse warning us of a danger from the hidden rocks, let the Holy Spirit speak up and remind us that the light of Christ is now inside as well. When we feel lost and alone, and the storm is too violent and dark for us to see, or the fog too thick, we can be led by the GPS in our hand, the light on the inside, the helper you sent to us. We praise you, Father, that your plan included a way for you to abide in us, and we in you, through the Spirit. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.